And Happy New Year on Tuesday. I was going to copy and paste some Chinese characters that said Happy New Year, and I decided I did not know what they said, so I better not do that. But I can say Happy New Year. So our sermon title is Proclaim His Excellencies. In this picture, you see the dark clouds and the bright light shining through. When we proclaim His excellencies, His light and love penetrates the darkness. I'm going to introduce you maybe to an artist named Simon Beck. Simon Beck has a very unusual way of doing art. He uses a few hours every day walking around. But when he walks, he changes his world. As you think about this new year, what will you do with the time God gives you this? Well, let's look at what Simon Beck has done with his time. I heard that it's supposed to snow later today. Well, when Simon Beck creates his art, he walks around in the snow. So in a few hours, he's walked around and created this. And this. And this. Do you see the ski lift there? You can see how big these are from this the ski lift. We're talking a few hours here every day. I like this one especially. It reminds me of a video game I used to play when I was a kid. It was pretty fun. But this also reminds me of what you can do when you stick a few ice snowflakes together. Well, here's Simon Beck. And he walks in snowshoes and creates art. I'd like us to think about this new year and if you wonder as you wander. My challenge for myself first and then for my high schoolers is to walk and talk with God in
2019.
So here are a few of the goals that I set that are actually very simple for me. To read my Bible every day. to prayer walk my neighborhood every week. And I pray for my neighbors as I know what their needs are. I also pray that God would revive the Christians that I know. And He would also work in the hearts of people who need to become Christians. And I try to set a goal to make one, at least one disciple this year. And that would be someone who places their trust and faith in Jesus and then is growing. And in that growing, they share their faith with one other person in one year. Another goal is to connect with you, our Olympia Chinese Christian Church families. There's also some personal things I want to grow in, and so I connected with a friend for 1 month, and the plan is to hold me accountable to my goals. Those goals are fairly easy to attain, but I want to set the goals so that I can accomplish them. Again, I chose this title, Proclaim His Excellencies, because it's from the scriptures that we are reading today. I took this picture about a block from our house when I saw the sun breaking through the clouds. The word proclaim is not our normal way to just say, to say something. It actually means to complete the good news until it is finished. To proclaim God's love and grace and forgiveness completely so people understand it. And so I'm just going to read 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 4 and 5, and then 9 and 10. And coming to him as to a living stone, rejected by men, but choice and precious in the sight of God, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house for a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. But you are a chosen people, a chosen race, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people for God's own possession, that you may proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light. For you once were not a people, but now you are the people of God. You had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. We are living stones.
Thank you.
God says he's building a spiritual house. That means it's not made of stuff. And we are the living stones that make up this spiritual house. In verses 6 through 8, I want to make this very clear. In verses 6 through 8, there is a warning to all who reject Jesus and who do not believe in him, that they should trust and believe him. The good news is good news for sinners who believe in Jesus. The good news is bad news for people who reject it. As you consider this new year, I would like us to think that there is a unique purpose for your life. I am absolutely certain that you were created by God for this very moment in time. You are unique, and I want to show you a few pictures of snowflakes and what God does with snowflakes. Every snowflake is absolutely unique. This is what they look like under electron microscope. You can see the geometric patterns. And all the beauty of each fragment as it responds to heat and light and warmth and cold. Every single snowflake, though, is absolutely unique, just like we are. So again, let's ask ourselves, are you just wandering around without God's purpose for your life this year? I would like us to encourage one another as we build God's house together. This wonderful building is not God's house, though. God's building is a spiritual house where he lives in our hearts. So we can make this place awesome as God works in our hearts. As a child of God, you can use your time walking around each day to change your world. You may not think you can change your world, but Jesus turned the world upside down with 11 guys. And no offense to Simon, but we have eternity in our hearts. He used his time to play in the snow. We can use our time to build God's kingdom. I'm sure you've all set goals for this year, but if you knew you couldn't fail, what would you set as a goal for this year?
I know you all have a goal for this year.
I had to ask myself, am I setting God-sized goals? Then I want to share my thoughts regarding growing our church spiritually. And naturally, Nancy and I do this together as a family first, so this is not something that I'm just saying you should do. So we evaluate our time, our talents, and our treasures. The first thing we think about is our time is really God's time. We are not promised tomorrow. So we want to make the most with every day for Jesus. Secondly, our talents. We want to use our skills and abilities to let God love others through us. And finally, our treasures. To use what God has loaned us for His goals and His kingdom plans. We like to think of it as God loaning us these things because they're really not ours. We can't take them with us. So our home, our vehicles, our time, the abilities, everything that we have, we try to build God's kingdom with it. As you think about your time, as you think about the skills and abilities, the talents God's given you, and as you think about the things God has loaned to you and blessed you with, I want us to challenge our goal making related to those three things. Do you see how a picture can just create such a beautiful vision? In this here, I matched the lettering to the color of the fiery color of the streetlights because it was just so beautiful. It would have been an amazing contrast even as a black and white picture. But because it's color, it just stands out even more. I'd like us to consider building God's house, building one another spiritually. I use a term from Daniel, and he says, shine brightly. I believe that if we shine brightly today, people can see Jesus. What's interesting is I removed part of my sermon. So I will put it back up so I can see it. Yeah. Okay. So shine brightly and then that. Yeah. There, that's where I want to be. So my prayer for us as a church is God's talents and abilities He's given you, He has not given to me. We're not all the same. And as I look at your lives and get to know you better, I realize how much I need you. We need one another to build up the body, to be strengthened, to reach those who are yet to hear about Jesus. When we proclaim His excellencies, we're telling others and showing others about His love, His grace, His mercy, His kindness. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. My prayer for you and for myself is that the Bible would become more important in our goal making this year. And I hope that as you set your goals, you would make them God-sized. And the word proclaim His excellencies, the word literally means keep sharing until it is finished. Can we pray together? Heavenly Father, we thank You that we are living stones and part of Your spiritual house. Lord, there's those who may be here today that need to receive Your love and forgiveness. They need to trust and believe that what You did for us is true. To experience life that is full of love and forgiveness. A life that overflows with Your power and Your transforming changes that go on inside of us. Every day is new with Your mercy. In Your kindness, You lead us to a changed mind. In Your kindness, You lead us to a changed heart and the way we do things. You then give us... Go ahead. You give us power to live differently moment by moment every day. I pray for those who are hearing this message that they would trust You today. The Bible says today is the day of salvation. You are not promised tomorrow. And for those of us who have already become Christians, may we grow in our steps like Simon. Simon Peter, that is. Simon Beck made tracks in the snow. Simon Peter made tracks in people's lives. May we trust You for what You're going to do this year. We love You and thank You in Jesus' name. Amen.